Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The latest on the school shooting in Texas. President Biden addresses the nation and how some Massachusetts schools are addressing the shooting. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Ice-T getting slammed for being a good parent. And a big day in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial as an A-list celebrity is set to take the stand on Johnny's behalf.
Leroy has your sports.
The sports world responds to the tragedy in Texas. Plus, yesterday's price is not today's price for Jason Tatum.
But first, at least 19 children and two adults were killed at the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. The suspect is 18-year-old Salvador Ramos. Killed his grandmother before heading to the school with two military-style rifles that he had purchased on his birthday. He's dead, likely killed by responding officers. Ramos had hinted on social media that an attack could be coming and suggested that kids should watch out. Mm. What an...
Yeah.
It just feels like too much.
Seriously.
And we were talking off air, like, it's so hard to... You know, just do your job when you're grieving. And it's awful. It is so awful.
It's ridiculous. Like, you cannot explain to me in any way, shape, or form why this dude was allowed when he clearly is a psychopath, crazy psycho nut bar to be like, oh, it's my birthday. A couple guns or whatever, boom, and then just go shoot up a school. You have to, just because you turn a certain age, you don't get a license for a vehicle, which people consider a weapon too. You gotta do steps to get that license. But why is it so easy to get guns? And I'm not gonna be the guy who's like, oh, just get rid of all guns. That's going 0 to 10. But we gotta start taking steps.
Something has to change.
Massachusetts, we don't see stuff like that happen in Massachusetts a lot, so that means we got decent gun laws in this state, right?
I had taken a class, you have to take a class here, and then you have to have some kind of an interview with, I don't know if it's the chief of police, but you have to have an interview with a police officer in your town and pay $100 before you can get your gun license.
So you can't just go to Walmart and get a gun?
No, I can't just walk into a store down the street and buy a gun.
Are you older than 18?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I am a law-abiding citizen.
Okay, well, let's start... How about we go from 0 to 1 to 2 to whatever? But we can't just go and say, oh, this is really terrible. Something needs to be done.
Because
and then not do anything.
That's all that continues to be said over. Like,
yeah.
We had Sandy Hook. Like, after that, like,
10 years ago.
We have been watching children being killed and, you know, people in grocery stores. And I mean, it's just.
A week ago. And that, show that this whole, like, oh, man, this is really terrible. We got to do something, but we're not doing anything. If that doesn't show it that a week ago there was a shooting at a grocery store in Buffalo and now there's a shooting, if that doesn't show it, I don't know what does.
Nothing is going to change because this type of topic, each side is so dead set on their side. No one is going to change. It sucks to say
that's not true because no one's dead set on kids getting killed in school.
They're not.
No
but
one is.
In regards to gun laws, you are either on one side or the other. And
I'm not saying get rid of guns.
When is it ever going to cross?
I'm not saying get rid of guns. I'm not saying that responsible gun.
None of
these things are done by responsible gun owners. None of them are. That's fine. I don't care if you have a gun, if you go through the proper steps to get it. I'm talking about changing the steps it takes to get the damn gun. That you shouldn't just be able to buy one, and then because you're mad because your girlfriend dumped you, or because you got bullied in the sixth grade, that you can go shoot up a bunch of kids at a school.
Well, you're racist.
Mm. It's just...
Or because, you know what?
But where
I don't
do you draw
like
the
people.
Line, though? That's the thing. It's hard.
We got to start taking steps.
You absolutely do, but it's... What is, I guess what I'm trying to say is, I don't think anyone knows what the right answer is.
No, I don't, but I'm saying that you gotta.
But something definitely needs to change.
Look at it this way. There's a lot of countries out there that you could say, well, that country's crazy, man. They got so many crimes and all that stuff. But they don't have crimes like this. Only the United States has crimes like this. So it's something going on here. And we got to figure out.
Can we talk about the mental health issues in this country too?
There's mental health all over the world.
No, I understand that, but it's
all over the world. Well, why is this happening in the United States?
It's not so cut and dry. It's not just
let's
blame guns.
That's what I'm saying.
There's so much more to it.
And that's why I'm saying that we need to start taking little steps. That we can't just go, okay, let's ban all guns. That'll solve it. No, we got to start taking steps going like, hey, what states in the United States is this not really happening in? What are their gun laws? And I think Massachusetts is a good state. We don't have that really happen here. We have shootings, yes, but that's people getting illegal guns and things like that. Mm. That's never going to stop. I'm talking about like just purchasing a gun legally and then shooting up a school.
We ban
type
books.
Of situation.
We ban books.
Yeah, that's a whole different conversation.
Think about the things that get banned. President Biden spoke about it. I can't even dig it.
As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby? When in God's name we do what we all know in our gut needs to be done? Why are we willing to live with this carnage?
Well, you're the president, so
yeah.
Let's work on this. Meanwhile, several Massachusetts school districts are ramping up police presence after this shooting. Officials in Abington, Barnstable, Gloucester, and Tewksbury announced that police presence and also clarified that there are no specific threats, but the aim is to help children feel safer at schools. And that's the whole other issue. It's like, you know, having to have these conversations with your kids. It's just
don't even get me started on that too. People are like, you immediately get the expert on who's like, this is how you talk to your kids about it. Really? You're such an expert. Go talk to the kids who are doing this before they do it and make them stop. It's not that easy. There is no easy answer to it. If it was, then this wouldn't be happening.
Well, I mean, I think they're talking about like you need to have conversations with your kids because kids, will see all of this stuff. They will, be exposed to it somehow. And you don't want them to be fearful. They already have to do it's insane to me that they have to do these drills.
Yeah. Mm.
We had fire drills when we were in school.
No, it's not fire drills. You get the colors. Right. I talk to my daughters about it all the time. Oh. It's insane.
So sad. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, today is a big day in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial as supermodel Kate Moss will testify via video that Johnny Depp did not push her down a flight of stairs. It's so funny. I have so many friends I've been into this trial big time, but I have friends that are like obsessed and have been like, oh my God, Kate Moss is going on the stand today. Oh my God. So apparently she's being called to testify because Amber Heard had told a story earlier in the trial about how she was afraid Johnny was going to push her sister down the stairs like he did to Kate Moss. However, Kate will testify on Johnny's behalf and will tell her version of that infamous story, saying that she actually slipped down the stairs and Johnny helped her. Now, Kate Moss and Johnny Depp did date in the 90s, but they still remain very close friends. Final arguments are set to begin in this trial on Friday.
Melissa's devastated.
Oh, my God. No, I know. It's like, what am I going to do now? So we should get a verdict sometime next week.
Oh, maybe there'll be a season two. We don't know.
No, I don't know about the season two thing. But I'm telling you right now, my prediction, the jury goes into deliberation for a few hours. Amber Heard's not winning this thing. She's just not. I'm sorry. I don't care what side you're on. She's not. But we'll see. We'll see. I've been wrong before. Many times. Nick Cannon made headlines recently for saying he's looking into having a vasectomy. And now he's making another revelation. He says after his marriage to Mariah Carey, he never wants to get married again. Now, it's not how it sounds. I know immediately you're thinking, oh my God, Mariah just completely trashed him. No, not because it was a horrible marriage. He says quite the opposite. He feels like that relationship was so amazing and so was that marriage that if he couldn't make that work, what makes him think he'll be able to make any other marriage work? He also says he doesn't agree with the government getting involved in anyone's relationships and moving forward. He says with his partners, he wants them to work on being the best individuals they can be and then learning how to coexist in the same space. And that's it.
That is so profound.
Yeah. Yeah.
From a man who, if you asked him his kids' birthdays, would have to sit down and think about it. Grab a pen and paper
birthdays,
to write it down.
I would say names at this point. And Iced Tea and Coco just trying to enjoy a nice day out with their 6-year-old daughter, Chanel. They were at a mall in the Bahamas, and Coco posted a picture of them with the caption, "Chanel's so over it, unless there's something cool to see, her face transitions instantly. Now, it wasn't the caption. It was the fact that six-year-old Chanel was in a stroller that confused people. Immediately, Ice-T and Coco started getting backlash, saying Chanel was too old and too big for a stroller. Users were saying her feet are hitting the ground.
All these role models on Twitter.
One person actually went so far as to say Chanel is going to have psychological damage from all of this. So
I get it. I get it.
I know, Bevel's
emotional.
Just last week, I was out with a friend.
Yep.
We saw someone walking by with a kid in a stroller, and I said, it's unfair that only children get to be pushed around in strollers. I want to be pushed around in a stroller.
Eventually, you'll be getting pushed around in a stroller, and you're not going to be enjoying it.
No.
Babies and really, really old people.
No, I'm telling you right now, anyone who's ever been to Disney World at some point, especially Epcot, some point when you're getting around the world there, you want to get in a stroller.
They're in the Bahamas. They're probably walking like crazy. The kid's exhausted. If you're just like putting them in a stroller the second you get out of the car or something, that's... At 6 years old? No, but you know, when the kid's exhausted, you throw him in a stroller.
Sometimes, just on a Wednesday, you might want to be pushed around.
Just Leroy with sports.
All right, athletes from all over are responding to the tragedy in Texas. Jason Tatum tweeted, "Breaks my heart hearing this news. No parent should ever have to lose their child. Praying for the families of those kids and the teacher that this is devastating." Former Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman also went to Twitter posting, "This doesn't feel like America." He goes on to say, "We're not doing our job. I don't know the answer. I don't pretend to understand politics, but this is unacceptable." And Golden State Warriors head coach Steve Kerr spoke from the heart before Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals.
"When are we going to do something? So tired of getting up here and offering condolences to devastated families that are out there. I'm so tired of I'm tired of the moments of silence. Enough."
Yeah, that's literally what we're just saying. Okay, that sucks. Let's start doing something.
Yeah, absolutely. The Red Sox won their 6th in a row after taking down the White Sox 16-3. They'll play again today at 8:10. Game 5 tonight between the Celtics and Heat at 8:30. And congratulations to Jason Tatum for being named to the All-NBA first team.
That's right.
Yesterday's price is not today's price. And that's just sports.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.